Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Another upscale Florida community with ties to a Ron DeSantis donor has gotten special access to coronavirus vaccines. The Sarasota Herald Tribune reports that the Grand Palm community in Venice is developed by Pat Neal, who has donated to Governor DeSantis. Today, Governor DeSantis announced an additional vaccine site in Hernando County. The High Point Community site will provide 750 Pfizer vaccines every day to seniors age 65 and older over the next 3 days. An analysis by U.S. regulators says Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine provides strong protection against severe COVID-19. Today's report confirmed that overall the vaccine is about 66% effective at preventing moderate to severe COVID-19. On Friday, a panel of experts to the Food and Drug Administration will debate if the evidence is strong enough to recommend the long-anticipated shot. The FDA is expected to make a final decision within days. The National Institutes of Health is launching research to understand the causes and consequences of lingering brain fog, breathing problems, and malaise reported by many recovering COVID-19 patients. Dr. Anthony Fauci says some studies have shown up to 30% of patients report symptoms that can endure for months, complicating their return to normal routines and work. Fauci says a critical issue about what's called long-haul COVID-19 is whether the disease predisposes some patients to other medical problems later, such as conditions affecting the heart or brain. Police officers who defended the U.S. Capitol during the violent January 6th insurrection did not properly lock down the building and were unsure of the rules for using deadly force against the rioters. That's according to Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman, who is testifying to Congress today. In a statement, Pittman provided new details about the law enforcement response to the Capitol riot, including extra preparations that were made for the day. Pittman also says the department faced internal challenges as it responded to the riot. A major state university will soon offer an option for students to request LGBTQ+ housing options. Robbie Gaffney reports this week incoming Florida State University students can apply for the new option.
Marking that box means students will have the option to live with other LGBTQ students or allies. Staff members will follow up with each individual to work out the details.
We've known for a while that we were just not able to quite fill the need of all of our students.
Shannon Staden is head of FSU's housing department. Before the LGBTQ+ housing option was in place, students were assigned rooms based on their gender on record with the university. So if a student identified as female but their record said they were male, they couldn't be roomed with other women. That restriction has now been lifted. Staden says it's something that's been under consideration for years.
We have heard from groups on and off over the past few years. From time to time, the students were not feeling supported and their needs met in housing because they could not live with allies or with individuals they wanted to live with due to our restrictive policy.
Staden says the school has been gathering input from students since last February and has also consulted with other universities in Florida that already had similar policies. One of the groups that's weighed in is Gender Odyssey, which wrote a public letter last October asking for more LGBTQ housing options. It got more than 600 signatures. Gender Odyssey President Jay Galante says he's pleased to see the changes. Still, he wants the school to consider prioritizing LGBTQ students and not their allies.
And if there's a need for allies to be involved in these housing assignments, then that's when the ally portion of this, you know, housing program would come into consideration. There's an odd number of students. They need to fill a room. Let's throw an ally in there. But allies, again, should not be the focus of this program.
About 190 returning students have already said they're interested in learning more about the new option for the fall. I'm Robbie Gaffney.
Here's the weather. Tonight clear with overnight lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with highs near 80. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.